The idea that the body holds codes to its own existence has been with us for centuries. Nostradamus, Kepler, Da Vinci, Sir Isaac Newton, Tesla, Einstein, and Asimov have all sought to commemorate the esoteric codes of life. Edwards has an innate talent that allows all of us to benefit from her ability to translate a person's vocal codes into usable information that can be used to promote and extend the existence of human life. Sherry Edwards was named Scientist of the Year by the New Frontiers of Science and has received awards together with First Lady Betty Ford, John Nash of A Beautiful Mind, and William Tiller, the father of psychoenergetics. Her work has appeared in numerous publications, including The Definitive Guide of Alternative Medicine, Health on the Edge, The Duke Encyclopedia of Alternative Medicine, and The Scientific Basis of Alternative Medicine. One of the most exciting publications to come out recently that includes Edwards' work is The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail, written by a contributor to the bestseller, The Da Vinci Code, Sylvia Franck, in which Edwards is named as a modern keeper of the Holy Grail mysteries. Franck states that the math coding done by Edwards is related to health and healing information that has been withheld from the public for centuries until now. So join Sherry and our guests for the next hour of mind-expanding radiotherapy on your show, Sound Health.
Good evening and welcome to Sound Health Radio. I'm your guest host for the evening, Heather Baker. Along with me is some people that I'm sure whose voices you will recognize. Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And Bailey. Welcome.
Hi.
You just listened to Until the Day Breaks by Kimberly Kay. That was from her latest CD, The Tree of Life, track 9. And you can get in touch with Kimberly Kay to order her latest album at Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, Lear. LEER.com. That was some really beautiful and inspiring music. You're listening to BBS Radio, and I'm the host for this hour. Sherry is spending some time with her family, some much needed time. And on this show, we attempt to bring you some information and ideas for sound health. This is going to be kind of an unusual show because we're going to bring you some of the inner workings of what I believe, and I think a lot of people do, to be one of the most incredible discoveries in the last few centuries. Today's show is sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, which is where we are broadcasting from. Okay, I'd like to introduce to you Bailey. Bailey's got some new incredible things going on. Bailey, welcome. So I hear that you've got some exciting news, a new project that we're working here on the first floor of the Institute. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what's going on?
We are building a second lab. It's going to be our new clinic.
That's wonderful. I guess we've got a great demand going on, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start off by you telling the audience what you do here at Sound Health.
I am the clinical coordinator. I take care of all things relating to clients. I take the applications and waivers. I schedule the appointments. I assist Sherry during the appointments. I do all the research for it.
What happens during a usual appointment?
Usually the appointment is a 2-day process. Excuse me. And the first day we do a voice print. Lots of research, and we do some tone trials to see how the body accepts tones. Then we'll send you home overnight with a tone box, speaker headphones. The next day you come back after listening to your tones all night, and we just do a reassessment and basically see if we're going in the right direction.
Now, you talked about tone trials. What are tone trials?
Tone trials are for when we determine the frequencies that your body needs, and we're basically testing to see if your body likes those frequencies.
How do you know if your body likes those frequencies?
There's a couple different, we have a couple sheets, positive and negative reactions. Those can be found on the website. And also, we use a pulse oximeter to determine whether it raises the heart rate and the oxygen.
Through the frequencies. That's really interesting. Now, Lisa's here along with me. She's my guest host. Lisa, you've been here for, a couple months now?
Yeah.
What do you think about the kinds of things that you've seen here at Sound Health?
I think I've seen some pretty incredible stuff happening here. One of my favorites is with one of the clients we see that has macular degeneration. I've seen some great improvement from when I first started here to the last time. I think he was in last week one day. And he, I talked to him for about a half an hour, and he was telling me how much his vision had improved, and his need for eyeglasses has diminished quite a bit. One time he even drove himself here, so he's seen lots of improvement.
Yeah, that's great. I know that he wasn't even able to drive when he first started coming here to Sound Health. Bailey, I know he's one of your favorite clients. What else can you add to that?
Robert has come such a long way. He, when he first started here, was wearing thick glasses, and when he tried to discuss with his, it's not the optometrist, it was his specialist for his macular degeneration, he wouldn't hear of it. He told him if he didn't want to do it his way, he didn't want to see him. So Robert stopped going to him, kept coming to us, and this last time I think he said he went down, I'm not sure the terminology they used, but his prescription lessened.
Oh, that's great. So he didn't need quite as strong glasses.
Yeah.
Being able to read.
And he only needs them for short distances. Long distances, he can see much, much better, clearer.
He's a really funny guy, too. I remember when I was talking to him last week, he was telling me that when the macular degeneration was at its worst, his dogs had gotten to the point where they were running from him when they heard him coming because he would trip over them in the blind spots because of the macular degeneration. And he said he's seen so much improvement that the dogs aren't quite as fearful of being tripped over now. So it's pretty funny.
That's great.
Yes, when he was first coming here, he would talk about trying to pick up quarters off of his carpet that weren't there.
Oh,
just
wow.
The little spots that he could see that weren't really there.
I know. I remember talking to Robert, and he was able to read the newspaper this past week without the use of his glasses. So going from not being able to read, you know, stop sign on the road to reading fine print newspaper is remarkable.
Macular degeneration, too, is, you know, when they go see their regular eye doctor, there's no cure. Your vision is just going to get worse, and they just tell you repeatedly, you know, it's not going to get any better. Expect it to get worse, and there's no treatment. So the fact that, you know, Sound Health offers an option that seems to be working so well is pretty encouraging. What are some of the other things that you see people in the lab for, Bailey?
Oh, there's no restriction on what we see. We have done hypothyroidism. We're about to approach hyperthyroidism. All different kinds of stuff. We are working on depression, PTSD, anxiety, all different kinds of personality disorders.
What kind of luck have you had with depression? I know there's a number of people, I mean, you meet every day on the street that is suffering from depression or anxiety or some type of emotional disorder.
Right.
We are just kicking off this project. I know we have had some success with it so far.
That's great.
We've heard from you before about the success that Sherry's had in helping you out of your depression. Can you talk to the audience a little bit about that?
When I came to work at Sound Health, I was probably 70 pounds overweight, and I was taking Xanax and Zoloft, and she mentioned, and I'm sure she's mentioned this to other people, when she saw me, she said that I had energy, but it was forced energy, that I had to make myself move and walk around. She analyzed my voice, looked at my print, and gave me some nutrients to take. And then she found that my GABA was showing up as low in my system, so I started taking that supplement, and then it just showed up high. Anytime we took a print, it was always high. So she started to look at the receptors for GABA, and she decoded those and found those, and I started listening to the sounds for the GABA receptors, and then when we did my print, we could see that it had balanced out. And I would say it took 2 to 3 months, and I was no longer on medication. I went to bed when I wanted to. and I could sleep. It wasn't trying to go to bed and then at 3 o'clock in the morning saying you're tired or trying to sleep. I was able to go to sleep, and my sleep patterns changed. I was able to get the rest I needed, and it wasn't a job to get myself out of bed in the morning. It was a pleasure to wake up and be ready to go. And she saw me in the hallway, I don't know, maybe 6 months after, and she said, you just have that energy now. You don't have to force yourself to have it. You just have it. And I am, I think, when I'm feeling all right, a happy, generally happy, uplifting person. But the depression hides that, and she was able to fix it, and I can be that uplifting, happy person now, and it's not a struggle to smile.
That's great, Nikki. You were talking about your weight loss. Now, I know Sound Health helped you out with that. You had a special project with that.
Yes. Well, I fell in love with Sound Health. I was only here temporarily. But after I saw the potential of what can be done to fix people, to help people, to get the body to heal itself, I couldn't leave. So I've been here for over a year now. And part of my depression, I think, was the weight. Ugh. I felt like I felt awful all the time.
Do you think you gained the weight because you were depressed?
I think it was depression. I think it was imbalance in my hormones. I think it was the GABA. I think a lot of stuff had to do with it. GABA has to do with weight also. So my big project that I undertook was the BioDiet program, where I found the neurotransmitters and we found the hormones, and I mean, just reading every book we could get a hold of and what the problems with weight are and what causes those. And we compiled all that information, and we created the BioDiet program. I have lost 53 pounds.
That's amazing. 53 pounds.
You look so good, too. You look great.
Getting the pictures out from, you know, say a year and a half ago at this time of you don't look like the same person.
That was an unhappy fat girl.
You're pretty sexy now.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
I can fit in my daughter's clothes. That makes her very upset.
Her high school daughter's clothes?
Yeah. She doesn't like that at all. But I feel better. I mean, when I look down, I don't see a big old belly there. And, I mean, anybody can feel better. The BioDiet helps with depression, too, because it is serotonin and dopamine, and it is GABA, and it's all those receptors. And I think a lot of times weight does have to do with depression and what's going on in your body's chemistry with hormones and stuff. So
Nikki, if people come in and make an appointment at the new clinic on the first floor, can they be seen for BioDiet? Can we help people lose weight?
They can most definitely be seen for BioDiet. It's my favorite program. I might be a little prejudiced, but I think BioDiet and nutrition are my two favorite programs, because who knows what their body needs and when they need it. And
right.
So with the nutrition program, you know all the time what your body's lacking and what you need. And, of course, BioDiet, I want to bring more to that program and have more with depression and mental disorders. Maybe a separate program for mental disorders. I would like to have time to work on that, but that's probably 5 years down the road. For now, we're working on the BioDiet and just the neurotransmitters in that program to help with depression. And there's some other templates we have. But sure, yes, anyone is welcome to come get their diet.
We were talking earlier, Nikki, about you and Bailey's new lab on the first floor. How exciting is that? Does this mean we're going to be taking more clients than what we usually accept?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's our goal.
What's the process of becoming a client?
They just have to submit an application.
What's the application process? I know there's a process behind that.
They can find the application online, or they can contact us here at the office to get one. And then they just have to turn it back into us, and we will be working on specific issues at specific times, so we will go according to what we're researching at that time.
Now, how will the public know what specific issues that you are looking for?
They will just have to contact us, and, you know, if it's something that we have a big enough demand for, I'm sure we could start a research project on it.
Now, what kinds of illnesses and conditions are you working with right now?
Definitely depression, anxiety, any kind of mood disorder there. I know we're trying to get a research study going about that.
Now, Lisa, I know you just wrote a press release for our project with the military. Can
right.
you tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely. Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology recently was accepted for a military contract with the Army, researching how acoustic blasts have affected soldiers as far as traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. So in the course of my research for the article, I found out that more than 20,000 returning soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan come back with either TBI as their primary diagnosis or their secondary diagnosis. So
TBI, traumatic brain
right,
injury.
Absolutely. And it's a huge issue for many of them. And Sound Health decided that they were going to try and put together a program to help these returning soldiers get back normal brain function with the traumatic brain injury and try to help with regaining some emotional stability with the post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's great. Bailey and Nikki, are you two a part of the study?
Yeah, we are. We're both researchers, and we're working on a course for the military so that we can train people to look at somebody's voice print and find the things that they need to find that have to do with TBI, post-traumatic stress disorder. Bailey does a lot of the research for that. So we're doing the classes, we're doing a lot of research, we're making the programs for that. And they're going to send soldiers to us, and at this point we're just looking at their voices to determine if we can recognize what their issues are.
That's amazing that we have the capability of doing something like that, and we can make such a difference in returning soldiers' lives. Things like this, I mean, it's the wave of the future. We're really excited about that. I know my department here at Sound Health, the media department, is planning a documentary about this process and the returning soldiers and the brain injury. So look forward to that coming up.
Okay, Bailey, talk to us a little bit about how, you know, if people have been sitting here listening to us for a few minutes and they're kind of interested in the process, what can they do to get involved?
They can call us here at the office, 740-698-9119. They can email me personally. I take care of all the clinic stuff, so I would be able to get any of that information out to them. And it's Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, at vocalprofiling.com. They can go to our websites. I think Heather has those posted.
Nutrasounds.com, N-U-T-R-A, sounds.com. You can also find your local practitioner there as well. If you don't want to come all the way to Ohio, say you're out in California, Arizona, we do have local practitioners out in that area and all over the world.
I think we have a link on the website, Nutrasounds. So
down at the bottom of the Become a Client page, there's a map, a Google map at the bottom.
Now I get a lot of questions about practitioners. They wouldn't be on our site if they weren't certified. So we definitely trust them enough to put them on there.
Can you talk to us a little bit about what it takes to be certified, what each practitioner has to go through so that we have that sort of confidence in them?
They have to turn in, is it 10, Nikki, 10 case studies?
Well, if we want to talk about, you know, from the beginning process, the first thing we have people do is a lot of times they'll get our invoice program. That's our $440 program. and we'll have we'll let them get that and learn that program, and from that program they can, you know, take people's voice prints, its personality profile, and they can sell those reports. And sometimes people don't have a lot of money. If you're drawn to the healing professions, then you're not drawn to a lot of money. So a lot of people don't have it in their pocket, so they need to earn it as they go. And they start with the invoice program, and they sell those reports, and they can earn money to move up a level and go to our 940 kit, which includes the microphone they need to take the voice print. Of course, they have to have a computer. They purchase that on their own. They get the program that shows you the vocal print and how to look at the frequency. And they get one of our smaller programs, such as nutrition or muscles or pathogens or toxins. It just depends on their interest. And with that program, they can run even more reports, and they can make money from that too. And then the next level is the focus course. It's a week-long course, and it's $4,400. And with that, they get the master program, the Genesis Professional, which shows them how to come up with the formulas. The level one program, they don't give people frequency and they don't figure out the formulas. The level two teaches you how to come up with the formulas you need, and gives you the programs that you need to do that, in order to do that. We call that sound presentation. So with the $4,400 course, they learn to give sound presentation. And that's, you know, the most significant part. That's what doctor can you go to and say, hey, my GABA receptor not working, fix it. Exactly. They're like, you're crazy.
They probably ask you what you meant by that.
Yeah. How would they ever know that your GABA receptor wasn't? So
basically, after they take the focus course, they are a practitioner at that point. They have to be able not only to diagnose, like, the problem, or figure out from the voice print what the problem is, but the second part of that is being able to do the sound presentation.
Yes. So for them to be on the site, they have to have taken the focus course, and they have to be able to look, they have to send us case studies. It's not like, oh, you took the course, you're great enough, let's go. They have to send us case studies, and then we look over each case study, and we look at their results, and we look how they found them. And if they're going in the right direction, after we get 3 to 10 case studies, and we feel they're capable, then we put them on the referral list, and we'll refer them out. But we don't just pop, you're a practitioner, and, you know, go play with sound. We make sure they know what they're doing. And
that's good.
Yeah.
Now, do the practitioners have additional courses they can take after they become certified?
Oh, yes. Once you take the focus course and you signed all your agreements, we have Sunday courses. We usually have them every Sunday. I try to talk her out of that, but she's pretty adamant. After you take the focus course, there's 2 Sundays that are review for that course, and then the rest of the Sundays are practitioner questions. They all call in and say, hey, can we look at how to do a quick chart this week, or can we look at how to pull points this week. So it's really kind of the practitioner's choice what the Sunday class will be. Sometimes we have 2 Sunday classes in one Sunday, which is really hard, but most of the time it's one. They're usually from 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, and they're online. We use live meeting for those, and people love them. They get a lot of information from them, and I think we try to be very supportive. We ask people to first check their textbook, because everything is in there. We also have a forum for practitioners. Once they complete the course, we have a forum online for them, and they can go communicate with each other, and they can ask each other questions and get advice about clients they're working with that way. So after you take the course, it's, you know, turn in your case studies, do the Sunday classes, join the forum, and get information that way. And of course, they call into us quite a bit, and we try to be as available as we can. We're pretty busy, but we try to accommodate.
Well, the other announcement we should probably make at this point is to let people know when the next focus course is,
and the next one is September the 15th through the 19th. And then in October, the dates for that class will be the 27th through the 31st.
Now, I know we can offer this course on site or also online. So for those of you who are not near to us, you can sign up and take the whole course online. And I know Sherry's getting ready to possibly teach a class sponsored by one of our practitioners in Japan. And that's always exciting to have fellow practitioners, you know, from another part of the world. That means the word is spreading. That is great. So when is our next preview class? Okay, well, Bailey checks on that. Let's see, do we have any other announcements?
I want to take just a minute and announce some of the new media stuff that's going on at Sound Health.
My favorite things.
Because the media department is rocking here lately. We've got brand new DVDs that are out, and we have those available. And if you call the office at 740-698-9119, we can ship those out to you, called Breaking the Sound Barrier and The Miracles of Non-Medicine.
And I would like to talk about that just a little bit. It's actually one of our practitioners' husband, John Addison, created these DVDs, and it's a wonderful introduction to bioacoustics and the Institute of Biology and the work that Sherry Edwards has done. He's interviewed some of the physicians that we have worked with, and, you know, it just gives you a little bit of idea about the process behind all this. And, you know, the thing that Sherry always says, this is an ancient wisdom, we just forgot about it. And she's had the time and the talent to bring this back. So we hope to spread the word as much as possible. Nikki, now, this is kind of off topic a little bit, but you were talking a little bit about pulling points. And I've seen that done before quite a bit, but I don't really understand that. Now, that's a process that you do when you take a voice print and you're analyzing it. Can you explain a little bit more about how that works in detail?
We have a microphone. We use the Logitech microphone. We don't want a microphone with too many filters because we want to get, you know, kind of the raw voice. And Sherry created the computer program Abacus, and it puts your vocal print on a graph. And we look at that graph, and we look at the highs and the lows. You can actually see on the graph, you know, what's high and what's low, what in the voice is coherent. And we take those highs and lows, and we can tell if it's vitamin D, choline, if it's a muscle. We have the abacus is kind of shows us the way to look at the print.
The abacus program. Let's talk a little bit about the different programs that we offer. We have what? 9? 10 now? I think I've lost track. We've developed some new here recently.
Yeah, we have, I don't know, more than 10, I believe.
Well, let's see. You talked about nutrition.
Nutrition is wonderful. It tells you, I mean, you'll know if you're low in vitamin E.
From your voice. That's amazing.
You'll know.
That's one of our more popular programs, I know.
Yes.
That's a good way to get started, especially for people who are interested in vitamins. If you have a vitamin store, if you're a nutritionist, it's a wonderful tool to take the guesswork. I mean, do you know if you're taking the right vitamins? Well, you know, because you have the accessibility to a voice print. So wouldn't you like to know something like that every day, what your body's needing?
Yeah, and you know, if it says vitamin E is high in your system, you know that it's there, it's just not being used right. So we have what we call a green sheet, and it says this is what vitamin E needs to work right. So you can look that up and look on your chart, and if one of the sister components to vitamin E is showing high or low, you know that's probably your issue with vitamin E.
So you can have all the vitamin E that you need, but your body may not be using it correctly, right?
Right. So you can see that, and you can find a way to solve that issue. If you took the focus course, you could use sound presentation to do that. If you just were taking the level one course, you could look on that sheet and see what vitamin E needed to be useful. You could, we use HyperHealth a lot, and it would, you can look up vitamin E and see what enhances it and what depletes it. So there's ways for you to find how to fix what's going on in your system, even with the level one program.
Now, what's the difference between the nutrition program and the bio diet program?
Bio diet is focused on why your body, why you gain weight or can't gain weight. It has neurotransmitters and the hormones and just everything related to weight. It has a lot of nutrition in it, but nutrition program is more in depth for nutrition. Bio diet is more in depth for, you know, the neurotransmitters and hormones and glands. It's got all the glands in it and all that information.
Now, we just had, as a guest a couple weeks ago on Sound Health Radio, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and her specialty is vaccinations and their risks for our children. Can you tell us a little bit about the PREVAC program that we've developed to help screen for that risk?
The PREVAC program is used a lot for people who are getting their children vaccinated, and they want to see how their system, if it's ready. Mm-hmm. There's certain components in your system that allow you to accept the vaccination without causing any damage. So it's used a lot for that. And then if there is damage, say they're relating vaccinations to autism and those sorts of issues now, it has a lot of the methylation stuff, how your body processes and uses things, and you can look at methylation in that program. And we've had some success with autistic children here, and that's the program we've used.
We've got some videos working with autistic children as well as ADHD, some adults with Asperger's. So, and I read a statistic somewhere, I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's amazing the number of children out there these days that has a form of autism. And a lot of people speculate that it may be due to the vaccinations. So what other, Bailey, what's your favorite program to use here at Sound Health?
Probably bio diet. It's got the most information about all the receptors and things like that. It's probably the most informative. Nutrition is good. Bio diet includes a lot of the nutrition stuff.
And we teach this in our focus course, the different programs, or do we have special courses to teach each one of these programs?
I believe Sherry goes through the programs during the preview course, correct? So,
and the next
you get a description of those.
When?
The 24th, September 24th at 2 p.m.
And that's Eastern time, correct?
Eastern Standard, yep.
Okay.
And what exactly happens when you're in a preview class? Tell us a little bit about it.
The preview classes are, of course, Sherry herself. She does the preview classes, and she does take online volunteers. She shows them how we take the vocal print, how we run it through the Abacus program, and how we run it through the smaller programs. Sometimes she even gets into a little bit of the bigger programs. But she spends an hour with people online. We use live meeting for that. She spends an hour showing our programs, how to take a vocal print, how to use the programs. And the volunteers, she usually takes two or three volunteers, and she does their vocal print, and she looks at it, and she sends them the results.
And that's completely free, right?
That's absolutely free.
So that would be a great way for people to get started if you were considering it, but you weren't sure, you know, if you wanted to put in the time commitment and the money commitment. It would be a great way for people to just kind of take a peek at it and see what all it can do, because once you see it, it's really amazing, some of the things that your voice is capable of.
Yeah, it is amazing. It is amazing. You know what? We should talk about the invoice program.
We should.
She just found some new things with the invoice program. Well, it's the personality profiler, and we are using it for compatibility. We're using it to, when we hire an employee here at Sound Health, we take their vocal print, and we can tell what kind of employee they're going to be.
That's really sneaky of you, too.
Yeah. People who come in to apply for a job think it's just a demonstration of our programs, but really, it's so we know what kind of person they are. We have found that if people aren't getting along, we can take their vocal prints using the invoice program and know why they're not getting along. We can do husband and wife comparisons and see why they argue and what their motives are. Is it money? Is it time? We can tell from their invoice, the program. We can tell friends what makes people drawn to each other and what makes them good friends. So it's an amazing program. It's not my favorite. I think BioDiet's my favorite, but it's fun. It's up there, yeah.
Now, we used the invoice program at our last expo in Chicago, and that was a great success. Bailey helped me out a lot with that. Bailey, can you tell us a little bit about how we do our invoice program at expos?
Well, this last expo was a kind of new setup for us. We ran the middle table with your laptop and a big screen TV to show people the charts as they were being ran, and it really intrigued people, all the different colors and the lines going up and down and seeing people talking to a microphone. Everybody kind of wondered what that was all about.
They don't realize how much their voice can reveal, and they got a personalized report after this. It's completely free. And that report was able to tell them things about themselves that was almost, 99% accurate? And if they didn't
agree with
it, they
are pretty accurate.
Then their friends would say, oh, that is so you. Yeah. So that was a good time in Chicago.
Yeah, Nikki was talking a minute ago how you guys sneak those in on employees. It was,
did you have to do that when you got interviewed
here?
Oh,
yeah, I so did. Except I went home after I got the phone call saying you guys wanted me to come in for an interview, and I did a little bit of research about what it was. So when I came in for the actual interview, when Nikki pulled out the microphone, I was like, not my first day. I know what you're doing over there. I was curious to, figure out what it was going to say. I had no idea, of course, and it's not something you can fake, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So it must have went okay, because I've been here a while.
The frequencies and tones in your voice and not exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
So that's, kind of fools people the first time out. But, yeah, it's wonderful. It's amazing. We're talking about compatibility. Are we able to tell then just from people's voice prints if they're going to get along and if they're not? Is it predictable like that?
Absolutely it is.
What kind of compatibility issues does it address in the printout that these people would receive?
The compatibility program is being written right now. That one's not available yet. Obviously, Sherry can read the charts and let you know.
She reads them like
what's
we
going
read
on.
I know, and that's always a good time to hear her spell off some information about these voice prints.
It's a great, because she sees these little blue lines and green lines and yellow lines going up and down, and she reads them like we read a sentence, so it's pretty interesting.
It's absolutely a second language to her.
It really is.
It does take some time to get used to, but it's really a lot of fun. A lot of people don't realize how fun this is.
I've had people try to fake the invoice program. They're like, yeah, let's just... Blah, blah, blah. And so they've used different voices and tried to make it higher and lower, and they've tried to do different things with it. But it's amazing how no matter what they do with their voice, the report that pops out is at least 90% their personality, no matter how much they try to alter it. So it's pretty... I've never had someone say, this is absolutely not me. They've always, they've always found something. They're like, oh my gosh, how did you do this? They've always found something that is directly related to them and their personality.
It was really weird when you did it during my interview, because I had known you all of 5 minutes, I think, and it was a little eerie how much you knew about me from the voice print. I remember thinking, okay, she's new. She doesn't know me well enough to know that much, but it was pretty interesting. I think I only remember seeing one thing on there that I didn't connect with, but Heather, like you said, if I probably asked my best friend, they would.
Also, just now joining us is Renee, and Renee's in charge of our shipping and receiving department and also our production department. We've been talking about our invoice program, and Renee is the one you speak to if you call in here and you're interested in obtaining a copy of that. Renee, you want to tell us a little bit about how that process works?
Sure. Well, first you would have to call in here in the office. You would call and ask for me. I would set you up, take your payment. Once we get your payment, I will send you the package. It does come with a microphone. You'll get a disc that has both the manual and the program on it. They're both downloadable onto your computer. Once you get the packet, you would download the program and go through an installation process. Once you get it installed, you would call back here into the office with a registration number. From there, you would give that number to me. I'll enter it into a program we have, and it will give me a serial number back for you. Then from there, you've got a whole year to be able to use it.
Now, I know, Renee, that you handle a lot of the equipment needs of our practitioners. If a person were to take our focus course, which is our level 2 professional course, what type of equipment would they look at purchasing?
Well, you're meaning after class, what would they want to purchase?
Yeah, after they finish the professional course.
A lot of times people go ahead and buy their SMAD. That's what they do their tone trials on. Some people go ahead and buy at least one Square 2. This way they can practice programming their tones on there, learning how to work, how to use it. And then a lot of times people will end up calling back in once they take on more of the clientele to be able to sell back to their clients. Anytime anyone wants to purchase equipment, they would have to actually go through their practitioner to be able to order it through us.
Okay, now you were talking a little bit about the piece of equipment called the SMAD. Nikki, can you explain that a little bit more?
It's a self-management auditory device, and it's what you use to when you find the formulas and the frequencies someone needs. You can use this is hooked to the speaker, and you program in the tones that they need, and then it plays it through the speaker. It's a handy-dandy piece of equipment. You have to do tone trials. You don't just say, oh, you need this frequency, here it is. You got to test it on a person. You don't just say, give them any old thing. You test it and see how their body reacts and how they react. They may hate the sound. It may give them a headache or make them nauseated or sick. So you have to test these sounds, and that's what we use the SMAD for, to test the sounds to see how the person reacts and how their body reacts. And then once we find the frequencies and formulas that they need, we program those into the tone box. That's what Renee said, Square 2. It's the Square 2 tone box. And we can program those sounds into the tone box, and they can listen to that tone box either with headphones or with a speaker. So they can listen to that all night long in their bedroom if they'd like, or they can use the headset and just listen while they're sitting at their desk or doing dishes or whatever they would like to do. Generally, when our practitioners see clients, they have their clients purchase the tone box.
That's the Square 2.
Yeah, the Square 2 tone box. We don't set the price for our practitioners. We sell it to them at a price, and some of them sell it to their clients at that same price. Some of them put a little cost on it for their clients. They also rent those out. Say they purchase 5, and then they rent them to their clients and charge them weekly or monthly for those boxes. For the most part, what you get in the focus course will take care of you. It doesn't come with a Square 2 tone box. Sometimes they're specials, and you'll get a Square 2 tone box with your focus course. But It comes with the programs you would need to start. It comes with the equipment, the microphone. The SMAD is an extra purchase. Tone boxes are extra purchases. And, you know, of course, there's a myriad of programs to choose from. It all depends on what you want to work on the most. Say you want weight and depression, then you're going to get BioDiet. If you want to work with autism and vaccination stuff, then you'd get the PreVac. If you were a chiropractor or you worked with a sports team or those sorts of things, you would get the muscle program. Health food stores like the nutrition program. So if you wanted to purchase extra programs, if you wanted to have work on dual things, that's always available. And we always have specials during class week. If you purchase during that time, you get so much money off. And so it's, yeah, there's a lot available.
Now, obviously, most of our listeners aren't going to be practitioners at this point, which we highly encourage you to become that eventually. But say the average, you know, Joe on the street wants to know, well, he's interested in one of these tone boxes. Is there one of those that he can get from us? One of our dedicated tone boxes, maybe?
Oh, we didn't even talk about dedicated ones. What's wrong with us? We do have a dedicated back box. It's called the Little Back Box, and it helps with minor back pain. We have our muscle factor boxes, and that helps with muscle pain. There's two of those. You have to determine which a person needs, what is out in their system. Those boxes aren't reprogrammable. You just purchase them and listen to them. And anybody can purchase any one of those boxes. They don't have to be a practitioner to do that. They just call into the office or find us on Nutrasounds.com and place an order. And a lot of our local practitioners have those boxes, so if someone wanted to see if it actually worked for them, they could go to a local practitioner and probably rent one or check one out.
Or come to one of our expos. We always have demos there.
Yeah, that's right. We always have those demo boxes with us.
You may have to wait in line to try one of them, but...
Yeah, we also have the Overture box,
mm-hmm.
And it's just an overall box. And there's one more I know of.
Gout.
G-out is... Because we're not allowed.
And soon to come.
And soon to come is BioBody.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm working on that.
Five abs, right?
Yes. Yes.
The snore loser.
Snore loser. Mm-hmm. Help with snoring.
My ex-husband could use that.
So those are boxes you could just purchase that you don't have to be a practitioner for. The Square 2 tone box, nobody can call in and say, hey, give me one of those. You have to be a client.
Those are very highly personalized.
Yeah. You have to be a client of a practitioner or of Sound Health to be able to purchase one of those because, it's delicate. You can't get your tones programmed into the Square 2 and just let anybody listen because it's going to affect them differently. So we had to put some regulations on who was able to purchase one of those and what happens to them. But I believe our practitioners do rent them out. You don't have to purchase them if you become a client.
And if there's not a practitioner nearby you, why not think about becoming a practitioner? Be a revolutionary in your local healthcare system. Become a Sound Health bioacoustic practitioner.
I'm telling you, it feels so good when somebody comes to you and they're in pain or they don't know what to do. They don't have anywhere else to go. And when they walk out of here, you see a difference. There's not a feeling in the world like it. That's what made me fall in love with Sound Health.
And the easiest way to get started is?
Is go to Nutrasounds.com and contact us or call us at 740-698-9119.
Well, I want to thank all of my fellow staff members for joining us tonight, filling in for Sherry, who deserves a little rest here every now and then, I guess.
A little catch-up time with her family.
And everybody who's listening, join us next week when Sherry will be back. Until then, have a good night.